Hi, it's Jackie Elmer from JackieElmer.com, and welcome back to part 5 in our audio series, Profit in Your PJs, How to Create and Build Your Dream Business Online in 30 Minutes a Day. Now, in today's audio part, we are going to be covering how to create marketing funnels, basically using tools like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, article marketing, blogging, etc. See, success online comes from choosing a few areas to master and develop a presence, brand, and following around those. Now, I'm going to be naming off a bunch of different areas, but here's what I want to caution you on. Don't try to take on too many. Pick one or two and work those consistently until you're having success and they are running smoothly. Then you can consider adding something else into the mix. Now, for me personally, I started with Facebook, and I'll get into some of the specifics on that here in just a few minutes. What I want to tell you, though, is that the methods you use are often referred to as marketing funnels. I want you to think of a funnel as something that captures a lot of people and delivers a smaller quantity ultimately to your hub of the universe. So when you think of a funnel, you think of something wide at the top and it narrows. More people are going to come into your funnel than are going to drop out at the very bottom, and that's okay. You're sifting and sorting people through the process to ultimately become interested in you and finding out more about what you do, etc. Now, the time that you spend online is really designed to ultimately get people back to your website, where you then have permission to talk specifically about your opportunity and your products. See, I don't use my marketing funnels to talk at all about what my actual network marketing company is or my products. I talk generically about my home business and what I do, with the goal of always getting them back to my personal blog and website, where I can give them more information specifically on my business. I don't want to sell out in social media. I just want to lead as myself as a leader, providing generic content, value, etc. So my ultimate goal is always to get them back to my website, where I then have permission to talk specifically about my opportunity and about my products. See, once they land on your site, now it's by their own choice, and it's their idea to look at what you offer and not yours. This creates a whole new mindset for your prospect. Now let's talk about some different social media marketing funnels and some methods that you'll want to explore. There's Facebook, Twitter, there's YouTube and video marketing, and it's important to remember that YouTube is now the number 2 search engine. So it outranks Yahoo in terms of search engine power. Number 1 is Google, number 2 is YouTube. And Facebook is now the most trafficked website weekly in the world. It actually gets more hits than Google. So that's something important to keep in mind too. There's article marketing, there's blogging, both on your own blog and certainly putting comments, etc., on other people's blogs, not spam, but comments of value. There's groups and forums. These can be found on Facebook and other social sites. There are Ning communities, MySpace, LinkedIn, StumbleUpon, Delicious, Dig. Oh, it just goes on and on. There are literally thousands of niche sites out there. But I want to give you just a quick idea of my strategy. I personally focus mostly on Facebook, YouTube and video marketing, and my blog, with Twitter and LinkedIn in the mix a little bit too. Now that may sound overwhelming, that's 5 components right there, but trust me when I say I started with my website and my blog, and then I went to Facebook. These are the areas where you're going to find me focused about 85% of the time when I'm online. I've learned how to mix and mingle these sites together using different applications that allow me to make one status update or content posting, and it goes to multiple sites. Now, keep in mind that this is available, but don't get distracted by trying to figure out how to do it just yet. Some people are going to shy away from video marketing. I got very comfortable with Facebook when Twitter became the rage, and instead of jumping over to Twitter, I got on Twitter, but I used it very little and decided to master Facebook. Once I got into Facebook and saw the power in video marketing there, then I really launched into video marketing, and I found out I absolutely love it. I can create a video in much quicker, faster time than it takes me to write an article, and I can get my whole message across in a very personal way, because it really gives the viewer a chance to connect with you in a way that an article doesn't. When you do a video and people can see your eyes and your mannerisms and your inflection and tone and everything else, they can get a real sense of who you are. Now again, some people aren't comfortable with video marketing, but I want to encourage you to study what's available and then decide what's going to be a fit for you. There's not a right or wrong. only what you're passionate about. I like to use a combination of methods that's going to create the most interactive experience and engage my audience in a way that has them thinking that they really know me, and really, they do after they've spent some time watching videos, etc. They're going to feel like we're face-to-face having a conversation, and that's one reason that I love video marketing. See, once I got over my fear of being in front of the camera and focused more on just looking at it as having one conversation with one person, it became really easy to just chat for a few minutes in front of the camera about a topic I'm familiar with. So I really want to encourage you to explore video marketing and consider making it part of your strategy. See, Google loves YouTube because, of course, they own it, but they love video marketing. They know that it keeps people on your site longer when they're watching a video, and it creates a viral environment where people get excited about a video, what they've learned, they pass it on, etc. But remember, no matter what I'm doing in my marketing funnels, my whole goal through the process is to get them back to my personal website, signed up into my autoresponder for more information, and then I have the ability to keep in touch and drip on them over and over and over again, and that's really what it's about. Now, I want you to remember a couple key things. These are social sites. Social is the key word. These aren't advertising sites. So you want to build a brand and a message around letting people see you and your personality as well as your business. Be fun. Share resources and social concepts. Be positive and avoid controversial subjects such as religion and politics. You can build an amazing business partnering with people on opposite sides of the political aisle from you, so don't alienate them before you even get started. Being social is easy when your cell phone is connected and you can post status updates, pictures, and everything right from your cell phone. I like to use the one-third business, one-third social, and one-third personal philosophy. I want people to get to know me as more than just the business side, so I keep my content and status updates full of varying content. I post success tidbits, blog posts on how-tos for success in our profession, etc. I share stories of my day-to-day business experiences without ever mentioning my company name or products. I keep it generic to create interest and curiosity. An example of the social side would be posting things like recipes, links to interesting news pieces, trending events in entertainment, music, sports, etc. I also like to give glimpses into my personal life, such as travel, family events, etc. But I don't go overboard with personal. There is such a thing as giving out too much information. So spend some time out on the social sites and see what ones might appeal to you. Start with one, master it before you ever move on to another one. And you're going to build a thriving business, I promise, if you do that. Now, we go into this in depth, and I go into my actual use of Facebook in the second CD on my CD set, Social Networking Online, How to Attract and Sponsor into Your Business Using Web 2.0. You can get that at jackiealmer.com/SNO. Or SNOW, S-N-O, Social Networking Online, and you can also find out more about what I do online and the exact steps that I've taken at MLM, The Internet, and You, How to Build a Network Marketing Business Online, and you can get that at jackiealmer.com/MIY, as in MLM, The Internet, and You. So on our next audio, we'll be covering creating content and adding value, how to create that content for your blog, for status updates, etc., that get people really engaged in finding out more about you. So it's Jackie Elmer, jackiealmer.com, and I look forward to sharing more with you soon. Have an amazing day.